Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. I started this podcast about a month ago, so I hope everyone who's been listening and following since the beginning has been having a good month so far. I hope I've been able to encourage you, to show you new things, to remind you of certain things, and just to, I hope I've been able to be a good aid for you as you continue your walk with Christ. As always, please subscribe, share, support, and to send me your prayer request. Today, we're going to look at some hard truths of life, which is that pretty much everybody is going to go through things, and you're going to go through things and circumstances that's going to make you mad and make you really question God. You will go through things that will make you say, God, why? And we need to understand that it's human. It's human to say why and to question why these certain events happen and to honestly to feel like as if we don't have the proper faith or maybe we got something wrong or maybe we didn't do anything wrong whatsoever and yet this thing is still happening. It's human for that. No man or woman, small or great, is exempt. Everyone is going to go through things. There are no exceptions. If you have ever read the book of Psalms, you know that that is David singing to God and crying out in prayer and song about different emotions that he's going through. There's even a song where he goes, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why do I feel like you have abandoned me, God? Why does it seem like you are so far away from the sound of my groaning? I am going through something. I am in pain. I am crying out before you. I am crying out, period. And it seems like you are far away from me and you don't even hear me. Now, this is King David saying that the same one who slew Goliath, the same one who became king over all of Israel, he is the one saying this right now. Now, David in the Bible is described as a man after God's own heart. After King Saul, the king before David, was rejected by God, God chose him. So this is the chosen one crying out right now saying, God, why have you forsaken me? So when we read this scripture, we need to remember and understand that this is not by accident, that this is actually scripture that we are reading in present day 2021. God wants it out there. He wants us to own our feelings and realize that it is okay to call God out and be like, Lord, what is going on? Sometimes we feel like, oh no, we can't question this. Oh no, we can't say that. But deep inside, we're hurting, we're angry, we're enraged, and we're just holding it in, which isn't even healthy anyway. No, it is perfectly okay, and God wants us to say these things. He wants us to put this out there. There is nowhere written in the Bible where it says that we cannot say to God, Lord, this sucks. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That does not sound like a happy place to be in. I'm just saying. You know, it's very easy to follow God and to praise God and to boast about God when everything seems to be going well and you don't have any type of difficulty whatsoever. It's when adversity comes and when things start to go wrong, that's when your faith is put to the test. And sometimes it's not even about your faith being put to the test. It's not deliberately happening to see where you stand. Life just happens, and every day we have to make that choice to stand and to choose to believe in God. The fact of the matter is, we live in an imperfect world where death, sickness, pain and suffering does exist. And as I keep saying, we're not excluded from it. And sometimes we will never know why certain things happen. Sometimes we'll never know why someone close to us died while as someone else was allowed to live. We'll never know why an innocent child was taken too soon and yet some older person who has wasted their life, so to speak, is still just around and full of life and living. It just won't seem fair, and sometimes we will just question it and we won't get any answers. but we still have to believe in who God is. We still have to believe in His Word. As long as we are on this earth, we will never fully understand God's plan. Everything that we do, it's in part. We do it to our very limited human understanding, not being able to fully see the way God sees things and how things plan out. We just have to accept that it is His will and that He allows certain things to happen. And sometimes that just doesn't feel good enough. Sometimes that feels like, no, we can't accept it. But unfortunately, life is bigger than us and God is way bigger than us. So whether we choose to or not, it is going to happen. And it may not sound the most encouraging. I know I say these things and I'm always on this podcast trying to encourage you guys, but I also want to give you guys the truth and that sometimes certain things just will not work out. But that does not mean that God is not in control. That does not mean that Jesus is not Lord. That doesn't mean that He does not love you. He loves you with a love that we will never fully be able to truly appreciate or understand. Trust me, if I had a say in it, I would still have my parents today on this earth. But I know that they're in heaven and they're in a much better place. But that doesn't mean that I didn't need them and that I don't miss them and love them and think about them every single day. You know, it's one thing when you're suffering or you're being challenged because of what you believe in or what you stand upon. You know, there's a reason behind it. There's a reason behind the opposition. It's another thing where it just feels completely random or almost meaningless. And then you're just left there angry, trying to process everything. And while you're trying to process, life is still moving forward. Life is still going on. And you have to gather yourself and find the strength to keep moving forward. And that can be excruciating sometimes because you just, in that moment, you just want to find some type of understanding, but you have no choice. And that's the other thing about it too. You really do have no choice but to move forward because everything else around you is moving forward. And every Christian is going to go through this. They're going to have these moments where they go through an event in their life where they're just distraught and they feel like they've been beaten down unjustifiably so, and they're suffering and they need help and they need healing, and the only answer is to endure and to keep moving forward. Because you could choose to give up. As I said, this is a daily choice you have to make to trust and to believe in God. And you could choose. It would be the wrong choice, but you could choose to give up. And I understand sometimes why some people do, unfortunately, do give up, why they feel as if they have had enough and they leave. But I do want to encourage you not to give up. I do want to encourage you to still stand strong and to keep pressing forward. God wanted us to understand so clearly that we would have tough moments, even to the point where Jesus Christ Himself would say, "Lord, if it's possible, please pass this cup from me. Nevertheless, thy will be done." The Bible tells us that He was in such anguish and pain that as He cried out and prayed, His sweat fell down like drops of blood. Jesus, the Son of God, He knew fully who He was. He knew fully what His calling was and His destiny. But even He had a moment where He realized He was in a situation that was tough. And yet He still chose to believe in the Father. And that's exactly what we have to do. When we go through our tough moments, we have to choose to still believe and stand strong in our faith and believe in God the Father. When I talk about guarding your heart, I always want to be transparent and talk about everything that could potentially happen, including when your heart goes through potential traumas. But that's all for today, guys. Thank you all for listening. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Lord God, that though we be shaken sometimes, though we go through adversity, Father, we would still hang on to You, Lord God. I just pray, Father, that You would send the Comforter upon us, Lord God, to help us and give us aid, and that You would send, friends, strangers, the necessary people to be there for us and to remind us to keep our eyes on you, to lean on you when we go through times of trouble, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the maturity to understand that though those times may come, you still are on the throne, Father, in the name of Jesus. You still are in control, Father. And we just say thank you and we give you praise, Lord God. And we thank you that you are our strength and our refuge, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.